America's 250th birthday. It's a great excuse to have some extra cake and ice cream, but we can help your celebration go well beyond that. Show your patriotism with America 250 apparel that will become a memento of this special year. We also have special episodes on AFA Stream to help underscore that America is a Christian nation and help you find God in the Constitution. Find all of this and more in one place. afa.net/topics/250. Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. We had such a special weekend at First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, where I pastor. And we had a big one-day giving campaign to remodel our old gym. It was built in 1975, and remodeling it into a space where we can have Bible study time connected to food, Wednesday night meals. So it's kind of like a fellowship hall. And we're returning the build. We always just called it the gym. We're going to meet in the gym. But now we're going to call it the Christian Life Center. That's what it was originally built for, to be a Christian Life Center. And everybody knew it as the CLC. And we're going to honor our longest tenured staff member. He retired with 44 years under his belt as the associate pastor. He's associate pastor emeritus at First Baptist Texarkana, Larry Sims. He began his ministry in 1978, in January of 1978, at First Baptist Texarkana as the activities director at the CLC, when the church was beginning to move from downtown to where we are today. And he was the only staff member that officed out here, and so we thought it was fitting to honor him and a 44-year ministry at First Baptist Texarkana. So it was a great day. We had our target was $300,000 in an over and above one-day offering. And I preached three messages on being generous, cheerful givers, and how God blesses when we do that. Jesus said in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so we can be givers or we can be takers. And when you're a giver, a generous giver, a cheerful giver, the Lord loves, God loves a cheerful giver, as the Bible says. And when you're generous, the scripture says the generous man will be prosperous. The Lord says in Luke chapter 6, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. They will pour into your lap. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. And so we had a $300,000 one day over and above offering goal. And by God's grace and by the faithfulness of the people, we received $518,000 in that one day campaign. So we praise the Lord for that. Such a great time to celebrate. And it's one of the many reasons I love First Baptist Texarkana, is that people love the Lord, and it shows in generosity. You know, I used Mary as an example, John chapter 12, where Mary, the sister of Lazarus and Martha, she broke that alabaster vial of perfume, of pure spikenard. It was worth, as Judas tells us, 300 days' wages. If you put that in the vernacular today, it would be worth about $50,000. It had tremendous street value. It had tremendous sentimental value. Typically, those things were heirlooms that would be passed on. And so when she gave that, she gave the very best she had. And so we know that she loved the Lord in that her gift was the very best. And, you know, I challenge the people, I challenge myself, are we giving our very best to the Lord? You don't want to give scraps and leftovers to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the God of the universe, who spoke the worlds into existence. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of your very best, of my very best. Well, I wanted to share with you from Proverbs chapter 11. The scripture says in verse 10 of Proverbs 11, "When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there is joyful shouting." You remember in The Wizard of Oz, "Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch." There was shouting when this evil person was brought to justice as the house fell upon her in that story. So by the blessing of their upright, a city is exalted. But by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. Let me read that again. "When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there is joyful shouting. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down." Now think about that. The mouth of the wicked tears down the city. Now, I wrote in one of my Bibles after that verse, the media. The legacy media loves to tear down America. So I saw, and maybe you saw this, you know, they're doing the World Cup for soccer. It's all around North America. And in America, we have matches going on in Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Seattle. And so the athletes and those that are visiting to watch the World Cup, they are blown away by America. And they said, hey, I saw this one quote, said, "Hey, if you want to hate America, just listen to the media. But if you want to love America, go there and see what it's like." And so when you ask AI, were athletes and visitors from other countries for the World Cup bragging on the U.S. as being the best country? Yes, was the answer. Many international visitors and athletes and fans attending the 2026 FIFA World Cup have been enthusiastically praising the United States, with viral social media posts highlighting its food, its hospitality, its scale, its friendliness, and overall appeal. I thought that was really interesting. Hey, you want to hate on America? Just watch the media, because that's all they ever do is hate on America. I'm talking about our media and European media too. But if you want to love America, just go there. And anybody who has traveled abroad knows that America, even with all America's faults, is still the greatest nation in the world. I was watching an interview from a couple of years ago where Don Lemon sat down with Elon Musk. And Elon Musk, you know, has been in the news because he's now a trillionaire, and because SpaceX went public and now he's a trillionaire, and those on the left are freaking out. How can this be? This is so wrong, is the attitude. And as one man pointed out on the X platform, isn't it interesting that those on the left are much more upset about Elon Musk becoming a trillionaire than they are with fraud being uncovered in Los Angeles and Minnesota and other places? But they're not interested in that. That's not on their radar screen at all. These people are stealing the Somalia syndicate, if we could call it that, stealing millions and maybe billions of dollars from Minnesota, from the taxpayers, from you and me who pay taxes. And they don't care about that. Well, you know, $1 of fraud is too much, as Tim Wall said. And he turns a blind eye to hundreds of millions of dollars going out the door. Obviously, he knew about it. If he didn't know about it, it was brought to his attention. So obviously he knew about it, but he didn't do anything about it, turned a blind eye to it. So he's either corrupt to the core, or he's incompetent beyond any comprehension. Both of those are bad. It's probably a combination, truth be told. But you have this big group of people that hate the country, hate President Trump. We're a racist country. We're a horrible country. They hate the whole make America great again. When was America ever great? That's kind of their attitude. Well, America according to these people visiting from other countries, America is way better than anything they've experienced. You know, it's always bothered me when we seem to, I say we, when people on the left and the media, they get so upset about America. What are you comparing it to? Compared to a perfect society? Well, yeah, it's not perfect, but there is no perfect society. You know, the founding father said we want to create a more perfect union. Not a perfect union, because a perfect union would mean only perfect people can be in it. And so you can't be in it. I can't be in it. We can't be in it. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And so we're imperfect people. But you want to build a society, and the founding fathers wanted to build a society that was more perfect, that gave opportunity to people, that didn't judge people and put people in castes. And it's like you're in that caste society, as you have in India, and you can never get out. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave and the land of opportunity. I keep thinking about that line from Rocky One. You know, I'm a big Rocky Balboa fan, and with Rocky turning 50, you have a lot of things that are being said about Rocky and going back to the original series or the original movie, the Rocky One. And I still remember that promoter sitting down, that one scene with Rocky Balboa. He said, "Do you see America? Do you view America as the land of opportunity?" He said, "Well, Apollo Creed does." And he's giving you the opportunity to fight for the world championship, heavyweight championship of the world. And so America is a land of opportunity, and it is the greatest nation on the earth. And take it from people who live in other places. They love it. And they love, it's funny to read some of the things that they write. So here's a German fan named Freddy. His road trip through the South, Georgia, and other states has amassed massive attention. He raved about Waffle House, gave it a 10 out of 10. Great food, prices, staff at 1 a.m. He called Taco Bell the Holy Land. Bucky's, college football vibes, green landscapes, and everyday America. They're just excited about being here. Swedish fan Elsa Thora. She went viral for loving ranch dressing. She said it was like crack cocaine. America calling it, let's see, American breakfast, small town, Indiana, cornfields, diners, flags, friendly people, and calling it exactly how she dreamed America would be. Broader reactions, fans praising massive portions, 7-Eleven, big gulps, southern hospitality, road trips, clean, safe truck stops, huge geese, fire trucks, and the scale of things. Comments like America might be the greatest thing, or surprise that it's better than expected, have trended. Direct quotes from athletes have called the USA the best country. Now, that's pretty cool. And these people are primarily from Germany and Sweden and Norway, Scotland. They recognize, hey, America's a great place. And if all you do is listen to the media, guess what? You'd think America is a terrible place. By the blessing of the upright, Proverbs 11:11 says, by the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. So in that interview I was watching between Elon Musk and Don Lemon from a few years ago, they were talking about the issue of racism. And Elon Musk was saying, you know, you gotta understand that slavery has been in the world since the beginning. And he said America is the best place on earth. And Don Lemon said, well, I get it that it's better in America than any place else, but that's not good enough. Well, it's never going to be good enough. If your standard is, well, America has to be perfect, otherwise it gets a failing grade. Well, okay, then you're always going to be disappointed in America. But you can bless America. You can ask God to bless America. You can speak positively about America. You can look at the glass and say it's half full, or you can look at the glass and say it's half empty. I choose to say it's half full. And I've been to other places, and as Dorothy said, there's no place like home. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We are up against a break here on American Family Radio, but we'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Proverbs 11, verse 11. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. As we said in the first segment, our media, the legacy media, the media that is totally in the tank for the left, they love to tear down America. They can't stand President Trump. 94% negative reporting on President Trump. It's just unprecedented. It is so biased. And so yesterday there was a big, as you probably have heard, there was the big celebration at the White House, UFC Freedom 250, a professional MMA event held on the White House South Lawn as part of America's 250th anniversary celebration and President Trump's 80th birthday. The claim is it drew over 130 million viewers and beat Super Bowl numbers. I don't know if that is true or not, but there were Christian elements at the event, including fighters and attendees quoting scripture, praising Jesus in multiple languages, and proclaiming Jesus is Lord and the only way to heaven, per John 14:6, where Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Now, obviously, people in our country, those who love America, will see something like that, and largely, maybe not every single person who loves America would say this was a great event, but many will say this was a patriotic event. This was, yes, let's chant USA, USA, USA. Now, those who hate Donald Trump and hate conservatism and don't like the direction we're going in at all, they just don't see this as being positive. They're going to hate it. And they're going to tell you how terrible it was and how juvenile it was and how awful. And Trump is a laughingstock and what a clown and all the things that they say. What does the scripture say? By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. What are people saying that are coming into our country for the World Cup soccer championship? Well, they're saying, if you want to hate America, just listen to the media. If you want to see what America is really like and fall in love with it, visit America. Because it's nothing like what the media says. Now, I've experienced this before when I've been traveling to Israel. And you're in Israel. And everything is fine. And then people watch on the news and they will contact you and say, "Oh, are you okay in Israel?" "Yeah, we're fine. What's up?" "Well, the media was talking about this terrorist attack or this shooting or something that went on." "Yeah, I didn't know anything about it." You know, in any city, you can, if you're digging for dirt, you can find the dirt. But then you emphasize that. That's all we see is the dirt. Well, there's a lot more to the city than just the dirt. You know, if you want to find rats in Texarkana, you can find them, but you're not going to find them in my house. So that's, you know, just one way to look at it. So if you don't want to look at any of the good things, you just want to look at all the bad things. Well, can you find bad things in any and every city? Yes. Can you find bad things in any and every leader? Yes. So what are you going to focus on? Now, you probably know that President Trump last week sat down with Kristen Welker for Meet the Press, or as Russ Limbaugh liked to call it, Meet the Depressed. And he abruptly ended the interview because he got upset with her. And this was how the exchange went.
Do you think it's appropriate that they have an election and 5 days later,
talking about California,
close to picking
state and local officials acknowledge they are slow. They're urging.
No, they're crooked.
They're urging the votes to be counted quickly. That's how they
vote
in
crooked,
California.
They're crooked, just like you're crooked. Your press is crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked.
To be fair, I'm not crooked, but let's
really.
Let's
well,
continue.
You play right into their hands.
Let's continue.
You're either crooked or you're stupid.
Let's
you
continue.
Play right into their hands with this rep.
A little harsh.
You know that these elections are rigged. Your network knows that they're rigged. You
yes,
know that
they do.
I won an election in a landslide, and I got 94% bad press.
But, Mr. President,
you know why I got
never
that?
Presented
because you have no
evidence.
Credibility.
But you've never presented evidence that it was rigged. Let's keep talking about. I want to talk about Todd Lynch.
You have more evidence. There's more evidence than ever presented.
Let's talk
your
about
your elections in this country.
Court.
We're like a third world country.
But, sir,
your elections are crooked, and you're crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked,
Mr.
and
President.
So is ABC and CBS. And CNN.
But Mr. President,
your one-sided crooked networks. All right, let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good
Mr.
time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I've sat
I
in the rain
all
with you.
I know.
I've
I traveled
sat in the rain
all the
with
way
you for
to
an
Wisconsin.
Hour, on and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest
all,
press.
Listen, we traveled
on,
all.
A country can never be great with a dishonest press. So he called her out on the fact that, hey, I won in a landslide. People can say, oh, it wasn't a landslide, but he won all the swing states, and he won the Electoral College, and he won the popular vote, and he gets 94% negative press. Well, does that seem unbiased? Of course not. If you're an honest, fair-minded person, you would say, well, that is not fair to get 94% negative press. Now, I think that President Trump is an enigma in that he has thick skin and he has thin skin all at the same time. I mean, somebody comes at him on social media and somebody like Riley Gaines, who's a supporter, I forget what she was dinging him on, but it was a minor thing. And then he comes at her. Just let that stuff go. So he's thin-skinned in certain ways, you know, going after Rosie O'Donnell or some of those people. Just let that go. You're the president of the United States. But then he's thick-skinned in that he doesn't quit. His tenacity is off the charts, and people come at him and shoot at him verbally and with bullets, and he doesn't stop. His attitude, as when he got up from being shot in the ear, he came in from, you know, a hair's breadth from having his head blown off. He gets up with blood streaming down his neck and says, "Fight, fight, fight." Well, that is such a good word for us today as believers in the Lord Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do. Nehemiah told the people as they were building the wall and were afraid because they were told by Sanballat and Tobiah and the rabble-rousers, hey, we're going to come upon you and kill you. And Nehemiah said, when I saw their fear, I said to them, remember the Lord who is great and awesome and fight. Fight for your sons, fight for your daughters, fight for your wives, fight for your families, fight for your home. And we sing that song in church, and when I fight on my knees. Now, we're not asking people to go out and beat up those on the left. We don't do that. And as I told you before, even with something as horrible and destructive as Islam is, we don't, the Muslims, individual Muslims are not the enemy. Islam is the enemy. It's a satanic ideology. As people have pointed out, it's not really a religion. It's a political and military takeover. But it guises as religion. It wears the clothes of religion. But Muslims aren't the enemy. They're the mission field. They've been held captive by the enemy. The enemy, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, the Bible says, Ephesians chapter 6, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And so when we fight on our knees. We call upon the God of heaven to open blind eyes to the truth. We want to be salt and light. We want to make a difference. Only one life, as that couplet says, that's so true. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. I shared, as I told you, I shared yesterday in my message, A Life Worth Remembering. I talked about Mary and how she took that alabaster vial of pure spikenard that was very, very costly, over 300 denarii, a year's wage, even more than that. And it had street value. It had sentimental value. If we put it in the vernacular of today, it would have been worth probably $50,000. And she just poured it out on the Lord Jesus. She poured it on his hair, as Matthew and Mark report. She poured it on his feet and wiped his feet with her hair, as John reports. And the house was filled with the sweet-smelling perfume, and Judas was upset about it. What a waste, he says. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? And the Bible says he said this not because he cared about the poor. So many that tell you they care about the poor, they don't really care about the poor. Judas was a thief, and John points that out. He was a thief, and he had the money bag, and he used to pilfer what was put in the bag. And so, sure, he wanted the 300 denarii put in the bag so he could steal from it. Why do you find politicians on the left, they always talk about increased taxes. So let's increase the taxes, increase the taxes, increase the taxes. What about we go after fraud, waste, and abuse? Let's do that before we increase taxes. They don't ever talk about that on the left, and they're against that on the left. $1 of fraud is too much, and then they turn a blind eye to billions of dollars of fraud. It's a sick, sick mess. Well, I had referenced in the first segment about the very famous interview sit-down with Don Lemon and Elon Musk. As I said, Elon Musk has become the first trillionaire, and many are so upset about that. I responded to somebody's post on X, and they were so up in arms. This is obscene that Elon Musk has this much money. I said, well, how does Elon Musk's success hurt you? I mean, is he coming after you, trying to bankrupt you? Obviously not. If Elon Musk went broke, would somehow that benefit you? So another person's success doesn't hurt you. You're not in competition with Elon Musk. And Elon Musk, as the left doesn't like to tell you, he employs roughly 170,000 people. And with good paying jobs at Tesla and the Boring Company and SpaceX and engineers and smart folks and people that are doing, technically advanced jobs, he is making a difference. And Starlink and all the things that he has created, it's unbelievable. Well, it seems like you'd want to be praising the guy for doing what no one has done before, but no, they don't like it. No, how dare he have so much money? Elizabeth Warren complaining about how much money Elon Musk has, and people are pointing out, well, how did you get so wealthy, Elizabeth Warren? You make, $175,000 a year, and you're a multi-millionaire? How does that happen? You know, how are you so great at the stock market? Well, obviously, you say something is rotten in Denmark. You must be getting information that the rest of us don't have, and there is a law against insider trading. It seems like we have a number of people in Congress who do just that. Well, here is a little back and forth between Don Lemon and Elon Musk. And Don Lemon was trying to catch Elon Musk in things that he said. And that was from a couple of years ago. After that interview, Elon Musk said, well, I'm not funding Don Lemon anymore, and he's on his own. Well, this was a little snippet of the conversation.
Don, the only reason I bring this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
You don't care?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I don't think people should care what the media thinks about them. They're terrible judges of character.
Even someone who has one of the biggest social media and biggest information platforms in the world, you don't care? You don't think that you have any X.com or you have any responsibility to the truth or moderating the platform?
You're conflating the truth with the media, and I think the media is not truthful. The way to build trust is transparency.
He said, I don't think the media is not truthful, to quote him. And no kidding, the media is not truthful. Go back to the Kristen Welker conversation with Donald Trump. He said, I won in a landslide, and you're 94% negative on me. 94%. That's just so far beyond the pale. But that's our media. So when a city is exalted, we have good things happen. But when it is torn down by the mouth of the wicked, by the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. We have people who hate America. They want to fundamentally change America. Barack Obama, no secret, and when he was elected, his wife said, this is the first time I've been proud of our country. Well, I mean, who says that? She doesn't like America. He didn't like America. They wanted to fundamentally change America. And there are many that want to fundamentally change America. And guess what? They want to make America more Islamic and make America socialist. They call it democratic socialism. Well, that is going to set our country free. Yeah. Go visit North Korea. Go visit China. Go visit Venezuela. It's a disaster. Tony Evans once said, wherever the devil is in charge, wherever and whenever the devil is in charge, that place becomes a garbage dump. And it's true every time. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We've been talking about the media and the blessing of the upright and the mouth of the wicked. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Pick up the phone, give me a call, and let's talk.
This June marks 3 years since the overturn of Roe. But did you know that since then, the number of abortions has surged to a 10-year high? Preborn Network clinics continue to support women facing unplanned pregnancies, showering them with God's love and providing free ultrasounds. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life.
It was like the beginning of my healing journey. They do an ultrasound. That's when everything changed. When I saw my baby and when I heard her heartbeat, that was it.
$28 sponsors one ultrasound and $140 helps to rescue five babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation also helps to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. And I want to let you know that we are going to Israel. I'm going to be leading a trip April 2nd through the 11th, 2027. We're very hopeful that this latest news about the ceasefire and the end of the U.S.-Israel-Iran war is coming to a close. And so we're looking forward to calmer times, peaceful times in that region. And so we have set a date, April 2nd through the 11th, to go to Israel, to walk where Jesus walked. I'd love for you to come with me. We're going to have a great time together. You know, there's just something about seeing the land that you've only read about and actually going to those places and seeing what it looks like and looking out over the valley or the Armageddon, the Valley of Megiddo. And that was one of the first places I saw Tim Wildman. I remember being there, and he was there at the time, and we were right there at Megiddo, and we just happened to come upon each other. You never know who you're going to meet in Israel. But you can find out more about the trip by going to fromhisheart.org. That's fromhisheart.org. All the trip details are there as you just click on the link. And you can find out. If you have any questions, you can call us and let us know. We would love for you to come with us. Well, we're opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 589-8840. 888-589-8840. And if you have a question or comment, I'd love to hear from you. We've been talking about the media and how the media just kind of works overtime to paint a picture that America is a terrible place. America is not a perfect place. Well, there is no perfect place except heaven. And anything on earth is not perfect. Even during the millennial kingdom, the reign of Jesus Christ on the earth, it's not going to be a perfect place, because you're going to have people, you have glorified people, but you're going to have sinful people there. And so they're still going to do things wrong. Now it's going to be like it was in before the fall, in terms of the earth is going to, the desert's going to bloom like a rose, and the lion will lay down with the lamb, and the little child will play at the den of the cobra, and they will not hurt in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. And so it's going to be wonderful, but you're still going to have issues with sin. Even though the devil is incarcerated, Revelation chapter 20 says he's put into the abyss, and he is not, he can't deceive the nations during those 1,000 years of the Lord's reign on the earth. You still deal with sin, because sin is an inside job. You know, we fight the world of flesh and the devil. And so you take the devil out of the picture, but you still have the flesh. And so people who have not yet been glorified, those who come into the kingdom as flesh and blood people and not as glorified saints, well, they still have to deal with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. But isn't it amazing? In that scenario, where Jesus is king and you can see him upon his throne in Jerusalem, people still rebel against him. They rebel like the sand on the seashore. And at the end of the 1,000 years, when the Lord releases the devil from his prison, what does he do? He gathers all those rebels to himself, like the sand of the seashore, to go up and attack the Lord. We do not want this man to reign over us. Luke chapter 19, in the parable Jesus told about the minas. That is the attitude of sinners and those whose heart rages against the Lord. The heart of sin is, I want to be my own boss. I do not want God telling me what to do. I don't want anyone telling me what to do. I want to do what I want to do. That's the very heart of sin. And even in the millennial kingdom, where it is as close to perfect, heaven is a perfect place, but when the Lord's reign is on the earth, that's going to be a time of utopia on earth. And even at that, people will rebel, and you would have the Don Lemons of the world to project him into the millennial kingdom. You'd have guys like that that would be whispering to others, this is no good. We don't want this. Let's revolt against King Jesus, because we want to be our own boss. How dare he tell us what to do? How dare he have these laws and commandments? That kind of attitude. Well, that's just the heart of sin. And what happens at the final judgment, the great white throne judgment? The Lord says to every unrepentant sinner, not my will, but yours be done. You didn't want me? All right, you get what you wanted. you don't have me. And what is hell? The hell of hells is away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. That's really what hell is. Hell is a place of fire. It's a place of outer darkness. It's a place of torment. As the rich man said, I am in agony in this flame. Luke chapter 16. But it's a place where God's presence is not felt at all. And his grace, his mercy, his compassion. You get none of that. You didn't want God. You get your desires fulfilled. You're not going to have God. And you're not going to have anything to do with God. And when you separate yourself from God and you're separated forever, you experience hell. And it's awful. And it's eternal. And it's what you wanted. Because you didn't want him. As it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the people who perish, they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved, but they took pleasure in wickedness. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And we have Diana on the line from Texas. Diana, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello. I just wanted to call and... Because I'm so grateful to live in this country, and it's so frustrating to hear these people complaining about our country. If they don't like our country, then they should leave our country. We have so much freedoms here, and, I mean, it is so much more harder in other countries for people. And, I mean, we have too much time on our hands to be complaining on this. That's a blessing, right? I mean, in itself. And, I mean, I get up every day and just thank the Lord that I was born into this country. Mm-hmm. And that's really all I have. Yeah. And the freedom of religion that we have in this country also. You know, a lot of Christians who claim to be Christians are complaining. And we can go to church every Sunday. You know, we can have Bibles. We can have, it's just ridiculous. I think these people are complaining. And I just wanted to give my two cents on that.
Oh, I appreciate that, Diana. Yeah, you're exactly right. I remember an exchange that Charlie Kirk had with somebody, and some student said he hates America. And Charlie said, well, do you have plans to leave America? And he said, no. And he said, this shows the greatness of America. Even people who say they hate it don't want to leave. Most of the people that say they hate America haven't been anywhere else. Go to other countries, see how it is, and then you see, as I mentioned from Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. There's no place like America, and these people coming into the country for the World Cup soccer championships are seeing, man, this place is unbelievable. This is so great because they don't have that where they live. They don't have the freedoms and all the selection of things that we have. And so we need to be grateful and not hateful, and we need to be careful. Jesus said, take care what you listen to. If you're listening to news organizations that all the time just tell you how terrible America is, how terrible it is, how awful, how we have this problem, that problem, and the other problem, and just focus in on all of that. As I said, the glass is half empty. My wife likes to say it's half empty with a crack in it. That's how you view it. Well, okay, you can view life like that, and you're always going to be negative on everything because you can always find something to complain about. But why don't you be positive about things? Why don't you look for things to thank God about? Why don't you look at the positives rather than just dwelling on the negatives? And that's true for all of us. Hey, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to be grateful and thankful. As the famous Corrie ten Boom said when she was brought into a barracks in the concentration camp that had fleas, and her sister Betsy said, Corrie, we need to thank God even for the fleas. She said, I'm not thanking God for the fleas. And she said, well, we must, because in everything give thanks. And Corrie learned that because of the fleas, the guards didn't go back there, and they were able to have Bible study and lead women to faith in Jesus Christ. And so she said, I can be thankful even for the fleas. God is over it all. So I appreciate that, Diana. Thanks for calling in today. Well, we have Barbara on the line from Georgia. Barbara, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor Jeff. I call with the same comment. You really put me into tears this morning reading those grateful comments. You know, and you're absolutely right. It's these people who have never been anywhere. I've been to Hong Kong. I've been to Japan. I've been to Great Britain. I've been to Finland. And I've been a whole bunch of places in the Caribbean. And they don't have life like we have. Mm-hmm. You know, the poorest of the poor here lives better than 95% of the world. And, you know, I just really thank you for taking the time to put that together. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate that. Yeah, you just you see it when you go to these places. Now, some of these places have beautiful scenery. There's some beautiful. I was in Guatemala some years ago. We just had a mission team get back from Guatemala, and beautiful landscaping, or you know, just the what God created there in that country and other places, just gorgeous. But the quality of life is not the same. And you know, God has really blessed America. We sing that song, God Bless America. Well, America needs to be on blessing ground for God to bless us. But God has blessed America over the years because America was founded on biblical principles, and it was founded to the glory of God. The famous statement, why does America have so much and some of these South American countries have so little? And the reply was, well, when you came to your country, you came seeking gold. The people that came to America came seeking God. And that is the difference. So I appreciate it, Barbara. God bless you. We have Tracy on the line from Kentucky. Tracy, welcome to Real Truth for Today. Tracy, are you there?
I kind of wanted to. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Jeff?
Okay, yeah,
okay. Thank you for your show. I years ago, I started watching you on TV, and so I'm so glad you have a radio show, too. But I just wanted to kind of back up what they said. You know, I asked myself many times, why did I get to be born in America? I could have been born in Africa. I could have been born in one of the middle Muslim countries. And what a gift. And it's such a convicting verse in the Bible where Jesus.
Uh-oh, we're losing you, Tracy. You have a convicting verse. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. What was the convicting verse you cut out?
Required.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been given the opportunity to accept Jesus as our Savior worldwide, but in America, though, specifically, we've been given some. I didn't fight for it. My forefathers fought for all the freedoms I have. And so I just often wonder, what is that requirement? What is that requirement that Jesus has of us in response to what we've been given, not for salvation, but just out of gratitude?
Yes.
I just feel like we
that's a great question. And what we have, the way I look at it, Tracy, is we need to fight for the freedoms that we have so that we can pass those along to our children and our grandchildren, because otherwise they're not going to have what we had. And they're not going to enjoy the freedoms that we've enjoyed. And that's why getting back to the SAVE Act, so that we have we eliminate as best we can any loopholes for fraud so that we can have free and fair elections. This idea, as Kristen Welker told President Trump, oh, there's no evidence. Well, the evidence is it's statistically impossible for Joe Biden to get all these votes. For Spencer Pratt to be doing so well, and then all of a sudden you have all these ballots that come in, you know, after the deadline or whatever, that sway the election. It's like that seems pretty fishy. And, you know, would people really vote for that? I think not. So that's probably for another program. We can talk about that later this week. Thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And God will use you as his witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.